Live from the Intercontinental Hotel in Atlanta, home of the Franchise Customer Experience Conference, it's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, celebrating episode number 900. I still read the news, so you still don't have to. Great kickoff here this week for the FCXC. Thanks to Therese Tilgen, Gary Gardner, Diane Phibbs, Matt Haller, Jen Brandine, and all of their teams from the IFA and Franchise Update for a fantastic event so far. Here at the FCXC, awards will be handed out tonight in two categories. The Franchise Marketing Leadership Award finalists are Wild Birds Unlimited, Goldfish Swim School, Kitty Academy, and Handyman Connection. In the Operations and Technology Leadership Awards, the finalists are Inspire Brands, Smoothie King, Checkers and Rally's Restaurants, and Hand and Stone Massage and Spa. Also, we'll close out the week on Thursday morning with a session sharing all of this week's great takeaways, featuring Brittany Graff from Painting with a Twist, Jackie Adams from Floor Coverings International, Matt Friedman of Franchise Founders, and I will have the pleasure of moderating that session. In other news, Choice Hotels International is acquiring the franchise business of Radisson Hotel Group Americas with 9 hotel brands and 624 properties for approximately $675 million. Patrick Patius, president and CEO of Choice Hotels, said, "Choice has a well-established history of smart acquisitions in new segments where our world-class franchising engine can spur future growth." Wendy's has expanded its Wendyverse virtual reality offerings in the metaverse with a breakfast realm. Wendy's customers with a Quest 2 can explore the three-dimensional world on the virtual reality platform, which includes a breakfast-themed obstacle course. Carl Laredo, Wendy's chief marketing officer, shared tips on using the metaverse. He said, "In the metaverse, you can't just slap a logo on something and call it a day. You need to give consumers an immersive opportunity to interact with the brand so they will want to come back for more." Denny's announced its commitment to the Pathways to Black Franchise Ownership program created by the Multicultural Food Service and Hospitality Alliance. As a new partner, Denny's will help the MFHA reach its goal of creating 100 black-owned franchises by 2023. Denny's and the MFHA will work to close that gap by providing participants with specialized training, coaching, mentoring, and other support to help them open both single and multi-unit franchise businesses. Research from the U.S. Census Bureau and the International Franchise Association shows that African Americans make up only 8% of franchise business owners. Denny's CEO John Miller said, "Our expanded partnership with the MFHA will help close the ownership gap for black business owners and bring new faces and fresh thinking to Denny's." Back with People News and Career Moves, today brought to you by Ularity. Ularity's technology was created with the franchise owner in mind. The software and service was built from learning how Fortune 500 brands operate this marketing stack. Using machine learning and automation, Ularity's state-of-the-art technology simplifies the complex world of developing and executing digital marketing programs, all for a flat and transparent subscription. Learn more at Ularity.com. Ularity. It may be marketing automation, or it might just be magic. Career moves this week at First Light Home Care. Glee McCannonley has been named president and CEO. Frank Tedisco is the new executive director of franchise development. Kimbrough Taylor is the new executive director of marketing and digital strategy. And Lisa Lee joins as local marketing manager. Brian Dungan is the new director of franchise recruitment at Unleashed Brands. Summer Smith is joining Inspire Brands as manager of franchise sales. At Altitude Trampoline Park, Nicholas Dahl is the new VP of Ops, and Tom Greiser is the new CFO. At Wingzone, Jim Mitchell is the new director of design and construction. Smoke's Boutinerie promoted Mark Cunningham to global COO. Connect Agency welcomes Quentin Wilson as VP of marketing. Hooters welcomes Bruce Scala as CMO. Gil Fornaris is the new regional VP of operations at First Watch Restaurants. Edible has hired Jamie Horowitz as director of brand marketing. Patrick Schwing is the new chief marketing and strategy officer at Zaxby's. Duck Donuts has hired Kathy Chavanet as VP of marketing and Tom Perella as director of technology. Eric Carden is the new VP of Field Ops at Wow Wow Hawaiian Lemonade. And Seth Flowers has been named Vice President at Ruderman. Congratulations to all, and go get them. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.